welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk with Ree. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that's been sending me encouragement, love, sharing my episodes. It's meant so much to me and it's really given me the fire to keep these episodes going and holding myself accountable, because I really want to release one every single week. And for today's topic, I thought I'd talk about something I felt a massive shift in over the last year, and that is how I speak to myself, or my negative self-talk. It's something I've really struggled with over the many years of my life, and I think that's just because of self-esteem, and it almost became like a habit. I was used to saying I don't know how to do things, or that I can't do them, or no, that can't be me. Like, just a lack of confidence in myself, really. And I only decided to do something about it when it really started impacting the quality of my life and just my feelings. I was tired of feeling down and sad, or just like so powerless. You know, if you watch one of those superhero movies and there's almost this character that is so weak and scrawny and they can't do anything until they get like a mad amazing superpower and they'll just like F it up. I most definitely felt like I couldn't show up for myself like how I showed up for all my friends, and that really sucked. It meant I was constantly self-critical of myself, I was undermining myself, and I was downright negative towards myself, my feelings, and the things that I was doing. And all in all, the impact that this had on the quality of my life, my ability to perform and to show up for myself, is what really made me want to change this. Because I already knew in my mind that if I wasn't thinking like this or talking to myself constantly like this, that it meant all of these things could improve. My quality of life could be so much more better because my attention is not going on the things that I'm not doing, or the things that I'm saying to myself, or the things that are making me feel worse about myself. This also meant whenever I was practicing negative self-talk, it led to a lack of trust in myself, because I'm not showing up for myself. I would never dare to say half the things I say to myself to my best friend, especially when she's down and when she's not her best self. I would never go up to her and say, yo, girl, you ain't doing this. You're so bad at this, you know? Just really examples. I can't give you specific examples because I'm not in that mindset right now. But insert your own examples that you've heard yourself saying to yourself quite often. Another thing it led to, it meant self-esteem issues kept on growing because you're just reiterating all the things that you are not and all the things you don't want to be. And the last, and I think this was the most difficult for me, was feeling like a prisoner in your own mind. When I was working so hard on my personal development journey, in my career, in finding my passion and purpose, feeling like no matter how much hard work I put in, that I was going to constantly feel like I'm not enough. It was such a shitty feeling. It was really horrible. And feeling like a prisoner of your own mind, where you don't have control over your situation, it's really debilitates you and takes away the power. So enough about the bad. How did I change it? First of all, I addressed why I wanted to change it, and that was pretty simple. I didn't like the way I felt. I wanted to change my feeling, hence I needed to change the types of thoughts I was having, which were the ones that were negative and holding me back. Now about how I changed it. First, I stumbled across what we called positive thinking. There was a lot of articles, documents, videos that I watched which would tell you could rewire your brain into new patterns of thinking by addressing a negative thought when you are aware of it and almost swapping it for a positive one, or changing the direction of where your thought is going. And at the beginning, this was working. It was like magic for me. My mood went up. I was feeling a lot better more often until it became unsustainable for me. And it just wasn't working. One, because I couldn't catch all the negative thoughts, or whenever I did change it to a positive thought, sometimes I didn't really believe what I was saying. It almost was like I was lying to myself or playing a game, and it just wasn't sustainable for me, or my perception of it wasn't sustainable. So what did work? Somewhere along this journey, whenever I became aware of my feelings, which was feeling sad, depressed, or upset, I let feelings be the biggest indicator of where my thinking was at, rather than labeling it as negative, positive self-talk. And whenever it was that I was feeling sad, upset, or depressed, when I had the awareness, I would then think, how do I want to feel? And just by putting my attention on how I wanted to feel, the quality of my thoughts started to change. So that was basically letting awareness be the key that sets you free from negative self-talk. Yo, that was a bar, I just came off of that. Letting awareness be the key that sets you free from negative self-talk. So that was the first one. The second one was not judging myself. This was, I think, one of the biggest reasons periods of negative self-talk lasted so long before, which was whenever I had a negative thought, I think, oh, I shouldn't have that thought, that's bad. And that just put more attention on what I was doing that I didn't want. So as soon as I started being a bit kinder to myself and just accepting that this is just where my mind's at right now, and this too shall pass, let it just wash over you, let the thought be a cloud that passes by. And honestly, as soon as I stopped being so hard on myself about what I was thinking, it just became a lot easier. And I would say the last part was visualizing or creating a perception. And for me, that perception was I wanted to be my own best friend. So anytime I felt like I was saying something I wouldn't say to my best friend, that'd be another indicator of I'm not doing right by me. And with awareness, being kinder to myself, and being my own best friend, the pattern of my self-talk has changed so much, and it just became natural. You know, like attracts like, and I gradually started changing the quality of my thoughts, and they became far more positive. And I think you know when you're in a better space, because if you were to keep tracks of your days, your weeks, or your month, you would see you have more happier days than sadder days. And not saying it's going to happen straight away. It could take months, it could take a year, it could take more than a year. It's a process, and I'm still on this journey, and you probably will be too. But trust me, it is going to get better. And if you just trust in the process and you're kinder to yourself, you'll get there. I am sending you so much love and light for the week ahead. Rhea.